Another approach that scientists are using to try and tackle TB is to explore ways to boost the immune system to better fight off the infection. There are also efforts underway to understand the molecular clockwork that makes TB tick in order to spot vulnerabilities that new antibiotics might be able to exploit. Chris Smith went to see Andreas Floto at the University of Cambridge, where he's doing both.
It's a very attractive idea to see if we can find ways to stimulate the host immune system to either more effectively kill the bug at the very beginning or attack it in these walled-off states. And so there's been a lot of interest to try and find ways in which we can target existing pathways within the immune system and stimulate them using drugs and improve the ability of our body to kill these bugs. There are a number of ways in which you can do this. And certainly in experimental systems and in preclinical models, these prove very effective.
How effective? Very effective.
Okay, so our latest paper, which is currently under review, has identified a certain pattern recognition receptor. This is a receptor that identifies a certain compound produced by tuberculosis. And if you can stimulate that with drugs, you can improve killing in mouse models by 3 log orders. So that is to say, I'm trying to work out what that is.
About 10,000. A thousand times fewer bacteria will be left afterwards.
Yes, exactly. So certainly that is not proof that it's clinically effective, but the excitement is there are a lot of drugs that are already in man for other indications, or indeed have been in clinical trials for other indications, that could potentially be repurposed to solve this problem with tuberculosis.
Our experience with other types of microorganisms, particularly viruses like HIV, is that you hit them from multiple angles all at once and it has a much better chance of having a positive outcome. You stop the thing evolving or changing or becoming resistant and so on. Is it likely then that we'll couple what you're trying to do with additional antibiotic treatment?
So the two main goals of treatment of tuberculosis, one is to make treatment simpler and shorter. And the second one is to tackle these multi-drug resistant organisms. And so in both cases, you can envisage combining these, what are called host-directed therapies, with either conventional or new antibiotics.
Have we got any promising leads on the antibiotic front against TB? Because the World Health Organization, I know, are very, very worried, particularly about multi-drug and extremely, extensively drug-resistant TB at the moment.
So there's a lot of efforts, and the number of antibiotics in clinical trials has increased thanks to the efforts of the Gates Foundation and others. So it's very promising. What we've done in our lab is to think about ways in which we can rationally develop new antibiotics. If we can make generating new antibiotics easier by using structure-guided design methods, then it should, in theory, allow us to just produce as many antibiotics as we need to multiple different targets within the bacteria. So that's very exciting. We've recently received funding from the Gates Foundation to understand what are the chemical rules to allow drugs to get into cells. And if we know that, then we can plan strategically how to design drugs that will ensure that they get into the bacteria.
I suppose this is a bit like looking at a clock and saying, how does the clock tick? If I can understand the ticking mechanism, I can understand where to throw a spanner to block it up most effectively.
That's right. I mean, the challenge with antibiotics is that the vast majority of them have been found in the environment as natural products. And actually, if we try and screen chemicals against bacteria, we end up hitting the same target again and again and again. So as you say, if we understand the problem at a molecular level, we can then say, hold on a second, that gives us a roadmap to how to develop these antibiotics almost at will, which is very exciting.
Indeed it is. Andreas Floto.